I work in pharmaceuticals, heading up a lab of 5 scientists developing drugs for lung disease. My job involves planning research with the other scientists and evaluating how far we've achieved our objectives, and also ensuring everyone gets the opportunities they want. There've been some sleepless nights when I've realised that something might be going wrong there. I have colleagues in academia, and I could move there, but I think I'd find the opportunities too limited. Here I'm continually visiting a range of clinical specialists, as well as consumer organisations and health technology experts, to discuss everything from clinical waste disposal to funding applications, which can be out of my comfort zone.
Everything in life's a trade-off, but I'm not complaining about life as a research scientist. The hours aren't bad, and I get accommodation on campus, which is great. But like most of my colleagues, I'm just on a 3-year contract. And you've got to be able to cope with that uncertainty. And then there's the sheer diversity of it all. I get to study how the cosmos operates, working with a combination of supercomputers and good old-fashioned pen and pencil equations. And that's something that totally engages me. You might spend days on a calculation, then find it's inconclusive or flawed, but you have to have the facility to bounce back after something like that.
I'm a forensic scientist and I specialise in DNA analysis. Some of my work involves working at the crime scene, and of course you can be called out at any time of the day or night for that, but I spend most of my time in the lab with the rest of my team analysing evidence. Every case presents new challenges, so you never get stuck in stuff that's run-of-the-mill. And there are non-scientific skills involved, like interpreting evidence to lay people, such as jurors if the case goes to court, and being able to stand up to quite hostile cross-questioning from lawyers. It's no good if you can't handle that, and some people find it very difficult.
I'm an earth scientist, and I work in a government research institution. I specialize in glaciers, which of course are in some of the most challenging and extreme parts of the world. Most of my fellow graduates went for high-flying jobs in the commercial sector with fat pensions at the end. Actually, I don't think some of them would have been able to cope in the locations where I work. And although day-to-day we apply the same methods of analysis to geophysical datasets, what I do is aimed at gaining a deeper understanding of the underlying problems, whereas in the private sector they're usually just working towards a particular endpoint, which must be a bit restricting.
At present, I'm installation manager on an oil rig. It's a 12 to 14 hour day, 7 days a week. I'm answerable for the health and safety of all the 150 people on the rig, so the accountability's not inconsiderable. But there's no other career where you can get so close to the frontline operations that you can literally smell it. Not only am I in a leadership position, but I get to jump out of bed and get my hands dirty. I've never had to deal with anything really serious, mainly operational problems such as all the lights going out in the middle of the night. It's only afterwards you think, that was a bit tough, wasn't it?